This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian militant group Hamas agreed on Monday to a Gaza ceasefire proposal from mediators, but Israel said the terms did not meet its demand and pressed ahead with strikes in southern Gaza's Rafah while planning to continue negotiations on a deal. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
Hamas said in a brief statement that its chief had informed Qatari and Egyptian mediators that the group accepted their proposal for a ceasefire. It comes as Israeli forces struck Rafah and ordered residents out of parts of the city, which had served as a last refuge for more than a million displaced Gazans. A spokesperson for the Israeli military said all proposals that would release hostages held in Gaza would be considered, but said that for now, its operations would continue.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Sirens rang out as survivors of the Holocaust who were impacted by Hamas's attacks on October 7th also lit a torch on Monday at an event commemorating the victims of Nazi atrocities in World War II. The six were attending the annual March of the Living event held on the site of Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp, where more than 1.1 million people, mostly Jews, perished in gas chambers or from starvation, cold, and disease. An American soldier has been arrested in Russia and accused of stealing. That's according to two U.S. officials who spoke to the Associated Press. U.S. officials say the soldier, 34-year-old Staff Sergeant Gordon Black, was stationed in South Korea and was in the process of returning home to Texas. According to the officials, he instead traveled to Russia. He was arrested late last week. This is VOA News. Columbia University in New York on Monday canceled its main university-wide commencement ceremony scheduled for May 15th in favor of smaller school-based events, a decision that follows weeks of pro-Palestinian protests that roiled the Ivy League school. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Students outraged by what they see as a brutal Israeli invasion of the Gaza Strip set up encampments on university grounds. Some universities, including Columbia, called in riot police wielding batons and flashbang grenades to disperse and arrest hundreds of protesters, citing a paramount need for campus safety. Civil rights groups have decried such tactics as unnecessarily violent infringements on free speech. Last week, New York City police cleared a Columbia campus building that had been barricaded by pro-Palestinian protesters, arresting more than 100 people and dismantling an encampment.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The judge presiding over Donald Trump's hush money trial has fined him $1,000 and warned him of jail time for future gag order violations. The reprimand on Monday opened a revelatory day of testimony as jurors for the first time heard details of the financial reimbursements at the center of the case and saw payment checks bearing Trump's signature. The former Trump Organization controller explained how the company reimbursed payments meant to suppress embarrassing stories during the 2016 presidential campaign. Trump has pleaded not guilty. Floods in southern Brazil have killed at least 75 people over 7 days, with 103 people missing. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Massive floods in Brazil's southern Rio Grande do Sul state have also forced more than 88,000 people from their homes. Rescue workers traveled by helicopter to transport those stranded by the floods to safety. After visiting the submerged city of Porto Alegre by helicopter for a second time, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva told reporters he brought along other politicians this time so they could see the extent of the situation. The floods have left a wake of devastation, including landslides, washed out roads and collapsed bridges across the state. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities say two workers are dead and 53 trapped under rubble after a multi-story apartment building under construction collapsed in a coastal city in South Africa. Another 20 construction workers have been pulled from the mangled wreckage of the building and were being treated at various hospitals. The building collapse happened Monday around 2 p.m. in the city of George, about 400 kilometers east of Cape Town on South Africa's southern coast. I'm Joe Ramsey.